You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
You're listening to the NASP Podcast. The Specialty Pharmacy Podcast is a collaboration with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy, the NASP, and the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The mission of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy is to improve specialty pharmacy practice by promoting continuing professional education and certification of specialty pharmacists while advocating for public policies that ensure patient access to specialty medications. As the healthcare industry's leading podcast dedicated to the pharmacy profession, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is proud to bring our listeners the NASP Podcast in partnership with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is the host and founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Todd Urey. You know what? We brought on the National Association of Specialty Pharmacies probably, that's been 2.5 years now, led by Sheila Arquette, who has been amazing in helping us to develop content that is specific for the specialty pharmacy sector of healthcare, one of the fastest growing. And when I think of that, the very first thing I think of when I first learned about specialty, and I'm from Pittsburgh, so Statlanders was a big part of the history of that. And Harry Travis and I, he's also from he's a Pittsburgher, go Pittsburgh, that he really explained to me the history of specialty pharmacy and how far we came. And now that specialty pharmacy is no longer this entity of healthcare that is a mystery. It's really been defined. There have been technology providers that have come to the table to really conquer the challenges of specialty pharmacy from the administrative side to really tackle price transparency and interoperability with pharmacy management systems and even the opioid epidemic and how you're using technology to educate and push out good information and obviously prescription accuracy and follow-up. There's specific characteristics of a medication that must have oversight for a specialty pharmacist. And if we're putting all of that on the shoulders of the specialty pharmacist, then once again, just like community, just like long-term care, then they're not going to be able to be the medication consultant that they need to be. We need to rely on organizations to back us up, technology providers and wholesalers and our administrative friends and our PBMs that surround us and allow that pharmacist to do what they need to. Sheila Arquette, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation as a guest on focused on the NASP podcast. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Urey, and it's a pleasure to be here. I look forward to an exciting discussion today.
So we have a special guest. Cecilia Byers is from SureScripts, and SureScripts is a huge organization that has played a very special part in the evolution of specialty pharmacy and what's transformed and what's become and what's been proven practices, and they've done an amazing job. So welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and the NASP Podcast, Cecilia.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd and Sheila. I'm glad to be here today with you.
So let's start off, Cecilia, just with a kickoff of just in case the listener wants a update on SureScripts, what that organization does. Just give us an overview before we dig into some questions.
Yeah, no, SureScripts is what I think sometimes is the backbone of the health information network. So SureScripts is able to connect the EHRs with the PBMs, payers, pharmacies, and clinicians to really make sure that we are providing a seamless experience as much as possible for the patients. Because at the end of the day, in specialty pharmacy and pharmacy in general, and honestly in medicine, we're really looking to make sure that we are able to keep that focus on the patient and making their experience the best one as possible.
Sheila, the necessary blend of so many providers. When I go to the NASP's annual event and I walk through the rows, and I realize every year I go, there's a new row that's set up or two new rows that are set up. And the flock of organizations that are coming to the specialty marketplace are players to ensure that ultimately the patient is getting what they need. But boy, is that changed just in the years that I've been part of this this sector of healthcare and specialty pharmacy. Can you tell us what you've seen in the marketplace and how SureScripts kind of plays a role in that from your experience, not necessarily SureScripts directly, but the need to have hub services and specialty providers and education and things that, that NASP has really helped to kind of pull together.
Absolutely, Todd. And as you articulated in the beginning of this podcast, the specialty pharmacy patient journey is incredibly complex. And so I think the goal as this, you know, this specialized pharmacy practice setting continues to evolve and adapt, right, as new medications are brought to market and we have new treatments for diseases that we never had treatments for before, we still want to maintain that pharmacist as that medication and disease management expert. Right. And so you said that there are so many requirements and roles and responsibilities and hats that they wear in managing this patient journey. We absolutely need organizations like SureScript to help us leverage technology to do our jobs smarter, right? To allow those pharmacists to practice at the top of our license, right? That's the new buzzword. But it's true. We want that pharmacist to be available to be that medication and disease expert for the patient, to guide them through the journey, to serve as that patient navigator and that connector with the caregivers of the patient, right? The health insurance company, the prescriber. Bringing all of the stakeholders together to ensure that patient has a positive experience, that they achieve a positive therapeutic outcome. So that's why these organizations are extremely helpful. And you're right, we continue to see new type of organizations every day come into the marketplace and want to help, right, to reduce the complexity of that patient journey with the ultimate goal of, you know, the patient being the ultimate benefactor.
NASP has just advocated that over and over again. There was an entire session, Sheila, last year, we're starting to miss conferences now. I can't believe I'm saying that. But I really want to get to a conference. But you had an entire session on how the patient is impacted, the stresses that patient's family is going through, parts of healthcare that we would have never thought about that with the adherence issue that we're all facing, $300 billion large per year, and the deaths that come of that, how important the services and the surrounding services that are more important than ever to surround that specialty pharmacy, which is why I was so excited to have Cecilia, for you to come on and really kind of unpack the survey that SureScripts recently did, published on May 13th. If you are listening, there will be a link in the show notes about the specialty pharmacist report and how the data that is out there, and data is great, but if you can't make any sense of it, then it's just more data. So Cecilia, unpack this and give us an overview of this survey and the highlights.
Yeah, thank you. No, and I appreciate the comments that Sheila has made, being a pharmacist myself and specifically in specialty pharmacy, and really making sure that, as she pointed out, that the patient continues and will always be the center of the work that we do at SureScripts, and even in the work that I'm doing within SureScripts within my role. So if we take a look at the survey in general, we kind of, to give some background as to why we did the specialty pharmacy survey, really started with a survey that was done prior, really looking at prescribers and the complexity that they were facing when it came to dispensing or writing for specialty prescriptions, and the domino effect that it takes once we have that diagnosis for a patient, to then navigate the benefits, which is in some instances can be, you know, more time consuming than we would like, but there's definitely opportunities that we have within SureScripts that can help to navigate that, as well as then prescribing and all the clinical documentation that's going to be required to get that patient started on therapy. So all of that take into account, and that's even before the prescription gets to the pharmacy. So we're already looking at time that we're taking away from the patient being able to start that their therapy. So when we look at opportunities that SureScripts has to implement in those situations, we've been working on those, again, as ways to make sure that patients are getting the therapy that they need when they need it. And as was pointed out, is with adherence, and the faster we and the sooner we can get a patient on therapy, the more likely they are to be adherent, because they know and they can, you know, they can start to feel and have some of those beneficial effects of the medication.
Sheila, I was thinking as Cecilia was saying that, there was a presentation that you were part of, which really unpacked data. It was a data report that NASP kind of participated in, and kind of reflecting back on the stat that SureScripts pulled from their survey. 86% of specialty pharmacists say getting more complete information from clinicians would improve patient care, and 56% thought that streamlined communication, specifically secure messaging, ongoing messaging, something much faster than waiting, would improve the fulfillment process. And you and I are like, duh, like, yes, that's what we need to take place. That ongoing, physicians kick off the therapy, Sheila. They launch it and they expect it obviously to be carried out. There are so many things after writing that prescription that takes place with some of these disease states that are crushing to the patient, to the patient's family, to the patient's able to pay for the therapy. Kind of share with us, Sheila, kind of how you've seen players in specialty pharmacy kind of take those obstacles away.
Sure. So I think we have to be cognizant too, when you think of, you know, that physician or that, you know, that mid-level prescriber writing that prescription, you know, they're selecting a medication that they're familiar with, that they feel that, you know, best fits this clinical patient profile. However, we're dealing with lots of different insurance carriers, lots of different requirements, formularies, right? Requirements, prior authorization requirements. So I think, as you said, effective communication, and I think, you know, SureScripts, this is what the platform is based on, right? Communication is key. We have to make sure that all of the stakeholders and those folks who play a role in this patient journey and onboarding onto this therapy understand what is required, right? So that starts with knowing the formulary, knowing the patient's out-of-pocket requirements. What happens in the event that, you know, they don't meet the health plan's requirements for authorization for this medication? What are the next steps? And I think the more that this information can be understood, right, by the people driving the process and also the patient and their families, the less traumatizing it is to them, right? Oftentimes a denial, sometimes it's not the end of the world, right? There's other medications that are available for you, or this may be more appropriate, or perhaps somebody didn't think of this. And again, but that requires communication, right, amongst the people making those decisions, and then also pushing that information out to the patient so that they feel that they're part of the decision-making process, right? That these things aren't being decided for them in a silo. And then it's just going to be something that, you know, arrives on their doorstep and they're supposed to now, you know, to proceed with taking this medication. But again, organizations like SureScripts help put the pharmacist in the position of being that patient navigator or that quarterback in pulling together all of the stakeholders and getting the pieces of information that are required for, you know, for the authorization of the medication. For let's look at, you know, are there any financial barriers, right? A lot of these medications are costly and folks are, you know, faced with some really challenging decisions about their ability to afford these medications. To me, there's nothing more heartbreaking than, yes, we have a medication available to treat you and you can't afford it. So what do we do? What programs are available? How do we pull in those resources? How do we pull in the, you know, the disease management resources and education that are required? Also the education around the drug and how to take the drug safely and effectively, when to report side effects, who to report those side effects to. But again, it's all around effective communication, at least in my opinion. And those folks like SureScript, those organizations that can help us put together that complete package for the patient are what makes specialty pharmacy so special.
Cecilia, the common theme that Sheila and I kind of are sharing, and I'm the fan, I'm the novice here, is the barriers in place. And what I think of is organizations like SureScripts giving tools to the specialty pharmacists to remove those barriers. Expand upon that for our listeners from your experience as a specialty pharmacist. What have you seen as the improvements to this overall system and the tools that are available through SureScripts?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, that's honestly what brought me to SureScripts was just the innovation and the ideas and the work that they were doing to really focus in on specialty pharmacy. Specialty pharmacy, as we know, I mean, it's a huge dollar spend across healthcare, and that's not gonna change. So the things that I appreciate most and the things that we're working on at SureScripts to really ensure that our pharmacists are able to get information is really to be able to get the information and get it when they need it. So, you know, we just recently had a new product launch, our specialty patient enrollment tool, and really the backbone of what that does is it allows a connection from the EHR, and when a specialty prescription is being written, the medication is being sent as an electronic prescription, which right there, we're going to reduce some errors in manual or written enrollments or written prescriptions. And then it's going to be able to take and pull clinical information directly from the electronic health record. So right at the time the prescriber is writing that, and send that along to the pharmacy. So we're not having to wait for more clinical information. We're not having to have to get the prescription, wait, and then call the doctor's office, and then have to, again, wait to get an answer back. Because again, we have this communication that we need to have, and it's critical communication that we have to have with providers to make sure that we're getting the patient on the correct therapy, making sure the questions are being answered, and making sure that the patient is safe with the medication. But those conversations take time, for the pharmacy to have time to call the doctor's office, for the doctor's office to have time to call back. So really to try to get some of that clinical information up front, where some of the critical decisions are made, some of the important processing is being made right away, so that way the outreach to the patient can happen sooner. So they're feeling more involved in the process of their taking their medications.
Sheila, you know, Doug Hoy and at the NCPA and Chad Wers at the ASCP, and you as the, you know, commander leading an entire national organization specific to specialty, have had to be these beacons of light through all of this smoke that's been created based on COVID-19. And, you know, it's starting to clear out. We're starting to get back. We're starting to kind of work as we were. But talk about the trip. I mean, there was no way I was reaching out to you, you know, March 20th and up until 4 weeks later. So, you know, when I think of the impact to an organization like NASP, I think of the impact to the patient and to the family, and to the coordination of care, which is even scarier when someone's sick and then a pandemic happens. And that's never happened in my lifetime and in any of us this on this podcast episode. So how do you think that's impacted the specialty pharmacy ecosystem from what you've seen? And how do we, you know, insulate for future major crises, in your opinion?
Right. So Todd and Cecilia, when you think about it, specialty pharmacy was in a perfect position pre-COVID-19 to manage patients remotely, right? Based on the infrastructure and the capabilities of specialty pharmacy, of most specialty pharmacies, they were already, you know, working out of a central location, sending medications to patients' home through some type of courier service, tracking those medications, right, with some of the software tools that are available to make sure that they are delivered and they don't become distressed in transit. And they also have the capability to remotely interact with patients, right, provide that patient education and disease management services either through FaceTime, through texting, over the telephone. So when COVID-19 hit, it was business as usual for our specialty pharmacies. What they had to pivot is to make sure that those pharmacists that were needed on site, right, to maintain the integrity of those critical dispensing services were kept healthy and safe. So they continue, you know, they did a risk evaluation of the pharmacy physical location and who can we move out of here, right, to a remote work from home location to keep those pharmacists healthy. But I think if there is any silver lining in this, I think what it taught us is that we can effectively communicate with each other, not face-to-face, right? So I think what we will start to see is organizations like SureScript use this as a platform to demonstrate to folks we can use these technologies where need be to effectively conduct business, right? And in this case, you know, manage specialty pharmacy patients and get the job done effectively. We, again, it's all about effective communication. And I think some of our, you know, maybe our older patients who maybe were a little bit hesitant now understand, right? There is value in being able to either FaceTime or text or even, you know, interact on the telephone, and that's okay, right? That this COVID, this pandemic taught us that, right? We have to stay home, but we also have to treat our conditions, right? We have to get our medications, and we have to stay as healthy as we possibly can. So I think it's been a very interesting journey. And so now we're going to try to see, you know, after this is all over, what I want to do is get together again, all of the stakeholders involved in the process and discuss what worked, what didn't work, what restrictions did we loosen throughout the process that we can keep loose, right? Maybe they don't make sense anymore in a post-COVID-19 world. What does make sense? Because as Cecilia said, these medications can be extremely expensive. It keeps, you know, the pharmacy directors, it keeps health plans, it keeps PBM folks up at night, right? How are we going to manage the spend? We want to make sure that patients get effective therapies, but we also want to make sure that we use the limited healthcare resources we have most effectively. So I think this is going to be a tremendous opportunity, and I'm excited to hear. I'm sure SureScripts is thinking about it as well, right? What does the future look like for us? How can we build out our current offerings, again, to help specialty pharmacy do their job more effectively?
And based on that, Sheila, I'm going to put Cecilia on the spot. So you just released this survey based on data that you've been collecting and being meticulous about making a lot of directing sense, a directive to specialty pharmacies to understand what SureScripts is bringing to the table. So do you think that sentiment, based on the survey results, does it still stand, Cecilia?
You know, it does. I mean, we look at the results of the survey, and I would have, if I was in a different position and not having a specialty background, I think I would have been surprised by what I saw. But I wasn't surprised because I lived that for almost 4 years and had an understanding of what our pharmacists are living day in and day out. And, you know, kind of as we think about is what Sheila had just mentioned about communication, and it's the communication, but it's also the delivery of the information. So if we think of traditional means that we have a fax and phone, although phone still exists and we're probably using it more now than we had probably pre-COVID-19 in many situations, it's getting that information electronically. And that's really where we're SureScripts, that's where we're at. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to give that information when it's needed in an electronic fashion. So that way it's, you know, freeing up some of those other means of communication that we have. And that's critical between the patient, the pharmacist and the prescriber and that whole circle. So as we look at what SureScripts is doing, and you know, as we address some or look to address some of the hurdles, I don't want to call them obstacles, they're more hurdles, or you know, those bumps that we have, you know, to be able to use the suite of products that SureScripts has to address a lot of these is exciting for me. It's exciting for me to be a part of the company at this time because I look at the opportunity we have to not necessarily reinvent the wheel, reinvent the products that SureScripts has, but repurpose them to be able to have a meaningful use within the specialty pharmacy landscape and to really impact those patients at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's amazing the evolution of the organization in and of itself, connecting the PBM, the pharmacies, the software providers, the APIs that are being developed for consulting software, the ability to accelerate the prior authorization maze that is out there to ensure that specialty pharmacies care and ongoing telehealth or phone call or seeing the person, the patient in person, that it all accelerates and makes sense so that they're getting that care. I'm impressed. I haven't done a checkup on SureScripts in a while, and that's why I want the listener to realize that things are evolving, and so is SureScripts and what they're delivering to the marketplace. Definitely be sure to check them out. Easy to remember, SureScripts.com. Sheila, so what's ahead in the next 3 to 6 months? I don't want to be cooped up in my HQ podcasting studios anymore. Are we getting out for the next NASP event?
Well, you know, Todd, as you can imagine, and I tell people this, not a lot keeps me up at night, but this definitely has, right? I hear from folks all the time, you know, we want to get together, we want to see everybody in September in DC, and me being me, I want that no more than anybody else, that's for sure. I have to tell you that we're still evaluating, we're watching. DC is starting to open on Friday. And first and foremost, I have to make sure that I can guarantee the safety of our attendees, right? As healthcare professionals and frontline essential healthcare workers, there's no way that I can put them at risk. So still making that decision, Todd, if it's going to be a live event or if it's going to be virtual. I can tell you if we're going to move to a virtual platform, it's going to be something that you've never seen before. It's going to be exciting and interactive, and I'm all about the fun. So it's going to be a little bit of fun too. And we want to have a forum where we can provide the NASP 2020 annual meeting in as close to a live version as we possibly can in the event we have to move to virtual. So we are doing our very best. We understand, we really appreciate all the support of our, you know, member organizations like SureScripts, our attendees, our clinicians. But again, safety is of my utmost concern. So
you had my
promise. We will do what is right.
That's what pharmacists do. They keep us safe. So it's in your heart, Sheila. You can't help it.
Right.
Cecilia, I am excited that you got to come on and really share the vision of the organization, especially post-COVID and what that means. But really, just based on what you and Sheila have shared, the mission's the same. And I think you've been prepared, and SureScripts has been prepared to deliver the supportive care, which is ultimately patient care, to specialty pharmacists. And that's very impressive.
Yeah, no, and you know, I'm thankful for being able to be here today and represent SureScripts. I mean, the work that we're doing specifically around specialty and some of the tools, and you know, we have some new ones that are coming out too in the coming months, so stay tuned on those. But it's exciting to be able to really make a change at a level where, you know, we can see the impact of patient care. Is really what, as a pharmacist for myself, is what I drive for, and really what brought me here at the end of the day, because, you know, the impact you can have on one is phenomenal, you know, to have 10 or 100 patients that you can have that impact on, but to really be able to develop products that can have an impact for patients across the United States and really impact specialty pharmacists and their support staff across the United States is really what drives me to, you know, to the technologies that we're creating and bringing to the specialty landscape. So it's an exciting time in specialty. It's always changing, as we all know, and it's always a center of attention. So it's a good place to be.
If you are in the specialty pharmacy space, if you want to be in the specialty pharmacy space, or if you're a supporting organization that is also in specialty pharmacy, and you're not a member of the NASP, you have to check out the NASPnet.org, and join this organization. Every time I need the information or know who has joined and or articles that are coming, the temperament of the market within healthcare, that's where I'm going, Sheila. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor to have the NASP as part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network and really delivering meaningful and timely information. So we very much appreciate you.
And we very much appreciate you, Todd, inviting us to be part of this awesome network and be able to demonstrate to the industry the awesome work that our member organizations like SureScripts are doing, right? They truly do put the special in specialty pharmacy.
Cecilia, thank you so much for being our guest. You have an open invitation to bring back some additional information, especially if you have another survey. Let us know about that. We'll help you get more participants to that too through our reach through social media. So thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you again. I very much appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk specialty, which is really, really my passion. So thank you again.
Thank you. You were listening to the NASP podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the Pharmacy Podcast on all of your favorite podcast directories. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the NASP podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your fellow pharmacists, doctors, and healthcare providers dedicated to optimal patient care. If you have ideas for future episode topics, please email the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Send your message to publisher@pharmacypodcast.com.